Master Puppet. Welcome back. Welcome back. I wanted to let Ken finish up his thought on that, and then we'll pass it back around to Andy and Lark.
Yeah, well, with that music interlude there, I have to make a comment. The only UFOs I believed in was Michael Schenker and UFO. That was a great band. It's too bad they broke up.
Right.
I don't know how many people even know that they even existed, but they've really put out some powerful music, and it was, you know, a great alternative to, you know, like what Lark was talking about, Led Zeppelin and so on and so forth, even though I was quite the Zep head. Anyhow, but what I was getting at is that it kind of breaks down to the question of if somebody claimed to be an alien, you know, like one was sitting next to me, how would you prove that you're an alien? I mean, you're going to show your green card or something, you know, hey, I'm from Mars, you know, here's my green card, you know? And have it not be a product of genetic engineering. I mean, how would you know? So I throw that question out there, throw a wrench in the works.
That's a great point. It's a really good point, Ken. We just don't know. And it's hard to trust anything anymore, too.
Right. And my experience has been that if you hear about anything in the news, whether it's vax technology, quantum dots, any of that stuff, if it's out in the public airwave or airspace, whatever, then it's already ancient technology and it's already fully deployed.
Right. Exactly.
That's
like we were talking
experience.
About with the weather modification patents and it's a great point, Ken. Great point.
And the case in point is that I had somebody that I worked with when I was studying the UFO question back in the 1980s, who came back from a trip to Washington, and we were chatting about his trip, and the conversation was kind of like this. I was told that if I could imagine it, that it was obsolete. And I said, hey, wait a minute, that's ridiculous. I can imagine some pretty wild stuff. And he said, exactly. So throw that out there as well. There was something else I was going to say, but I got drain damage.
Let's take it to Andy for a minute. Andy, you still with us?
Oh,
right?
Hey. Absolutely, I am here. Hey, just before the top of the hour, you played Blinded Me with Science, and it really should have said Blinded Me with Propaganda, because that's really what we've been fed all our entire life, and that's what's changed people's lives, the TV, the internet, all this stuff. They've put our thoughts into our heads for us so that we didn't have to. They've given us the way of life, how we should be living, what people we should model ourselves after, and nobody should model themselves after anybody. You just should be yourself. But they've done so much to just propagandize us into the world that we live in. And because they did that, we have this stupid world now. And they've poisoned us so much, we've got even more stupid people. And I'm sorry for all the stupid people out there that probably aren't listening to this show because they're stupid. But, I mean, we're stuck on stupid in this world right now, and it's, you know, we're kind of in a catch-22 here. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And all we can do is just keep pressing forward, and you know, and Lark is right, though. It's communitarianism at its extreme. I mean, tell us some extreme communitarianism. What's extreme about it there, Lark?
Yeah, Lark, what's your thoughts?
I mean, maybe if you don't like the word, it's got too many syllables, maybe you like totalitarianism better. I don't know.
there you go.
You say you think communism's the boogeyman? Well, it is. And then you say, well, I think it's fascism. Well, yes, it is. You know? People forget that in Eisenhower's farewell address, you know, it's played, been played many times over the years on so-called patriot and alt-media news channels. He wasn't just talking about the military-industrial complex. He was talking about the scientific and technological complex. He said it almost in the same breath, but see, that part is never played. Just want to remind you all something like that. When someone says that, well, I'm into science, okay, and I'm a research scientist. So the first thing I want to know is, how is he poisoning people, and how is he lying? That's the first thing I want to know. And when someone tells me they're a Christian and they wear this label on their sleeve, I want to know if they've ever fathomed the idea of separating what they do in their private lives, in their professional lives, with what they say they are by wearing this label on their sleeves and going to church on Sunday. Doesn't compute to me. And that's why I do not identify with so-called Christians at all, because I think that they're part of the problem.
Right. I mean, I think mainstream Christianity, the 501c3, you know, the whole evangelical, you know, the mega church, I mean, yeah, the Mormon church, all of them, down to Scientology and your, even your Jehovah's Witness. However, I will say something about the Jehovah's Witness. The Jehovah's Witness are very red-pilled on the whole Jewish supremacy and Jewish issue. And it's pretty, I found that pretty interesting. And I didn't know that about some friends of mine until, like, I started talking to his wife, my friend's wife, about, you know, the tribe. And she shocked me at some of the, like, what her knowledge was. But anyway, back to the religion thing. Yeah, I'm not like a full-blown Bible-thumping Christian. However, I just see a lot of similarities in what's happening and a lot of wisdom in there. And I know it's been manipulated, but there's still some good parts in it. And but I don't preach it, you know, because there's a lot of better people that can talk about it. So again, I stick with the patterns and what we're all talking about. And again, I appreciate everybody's thoughts on these topics. These aren't easy topics to talk about. You know, again, it's hard to prove one way or another. I will say one thing about the whole ET thing. I'm real skeptical of it for a lot of reasons. It can be used as a tool for deception. And the whole New Age movement, while there may be some truth to some of the New Age things out there, they've corrupted it to the point where there's all these gurus making money. Like Lark was talking about, you know, people selling their opinions and, you know, just profitizing off regurgitating current events or whatever. So there's a lot of deceptions out there, and I think they intentionally plant those just to confuse people, get people going down the wrong path. I mean, if you spend 5-10 years of your life being a New Ager or a UFO fanatic, I mean, where to get you at the end of the day? Anybody want to chime in there?
I'd love to chime in on the Christianity thing. It's interesting because after Christ came and left, the first people that were followers of Christ were called people of the way. All right, they weren't called Christians. And the way was terminology for the zodiac. Actually, back then it was called the Maseroth in the Bible. It's called the Maseroth in the Old Testament. And that's because the Maseroth is the story of Christ written in the stars from eons ago. And, we can talk about, you know, the source of that, because a lot of people say, well, there were other groups that had that before the Hebrews, and I can prove that that's not true, but I don't have time for that right now, so just rolling with what I'm saying is being true. It wasn't until the Apostle Paul came along, who, by the way, was killing people of the way and having them stoned to death and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until he had a personal experience with Christ on his way to go kill people or bring them back to be thrown in jail, however you want to say it, that he changed his way. And then later on, when he went to Antioch, which is in Syria, by the way, 36 degrees north latitude, 36 degrees east longitude, which I find interesting, that's where people were first called Christians, which actually, in the Greek, they're Christos, and that's because they were Greek-speaking. It was just Christos was the Greek for Messiah. So that's the origin of true Christianity, and what we have today is, in many cases, a world of difference of what the true biblical nature of a follower of Christ. And let me just finish up with this real quickly. What I would like to think is that people that are interested in RBN and people that are interested in truth will stay on the path of truth. And from a Christian mindset, and I use the Christian air quotes, you know, you guys already know my context of what I'm saying, is that I'm not speaking from a 501c3 perspective, because I refuse to go there, especially during COVID. I went there and saw zero cars in the parking lot, and you know, that says it all right there, that nothing else needs to be said. But if you're a pursuer of truth, then ultimately all truth leads to ultimate truth. In other words, something that always was true, always is true, and always will be true, by definition, cannot not be true. And it's a very quick jump from there to the concept of a self-existent and eternal being who always was, always is, and always will be, cannot not be, by ontological status. And there's only been one, air quotes, religious figure that has ever come forth and said, I am the truth, and I rest my case.
That's cool. All right. That's a good point. Hey, Mike found the that Eisenhower clip. You guys want to hear it? I'd like to hear it.
We kind of heard it. We kind of heard it in the background a little while ago. Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its laborers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. The cost of one modern heavy bomber is this: a modern brick school in more than 30 cities. It is two electric power plants, each serving a town of 60,000 population. It is two fine, fully equipped hospitals. It is some 50 miles of concrete. We pay for a single fighter plane with a 500,000 bushels of wheat. We pay for a single destroyer with new homes that could have housed more than 8,000 people.
We cannot keep giving more money to the Pentagon than it needs when millions of children in our country are food insecure, when 140 million Americans cannot afford the basic necessities of life.
I had to cut that off. It's a little stylized, but
Yeah, it's good you did.
It had some good stuff, but yeah, we don't need to hear Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, we don't want to hear Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
That is kind of interesting. Mike is in military industrial complex with a K. Mike.
Can I weigh in on what Ken had to offer?
Yeah, please.
Certainly.
I wasn't raised in a Christian home. My mother was an atheist, and yet she talked about ethics and morality constantly. Okay, she felt that most Christians were phonies, and so that's just the way I was raised. We were encouraged to wait until we were of teenage years and then make up our own minds as to whether or not we want to attend church, because naturally all of our friends wanted us to go to church with them, right? And there's a longer story, and I won't belabor the point, but here's the deal. Everybody lies. Everybody. And it begins with what we call language. You know, the thing about it is when we talk about letters and numbers, what we're talking about are mere representations of reality. Okay? Language is a tool or a technology, just like this fake money, just like so many technologies today. They can be wielded for good or for ill because they're simply tools. They're contrivances of man. So if everybody lies, in fact, you can do a search. It's called some philosophizing about lying. And then ask yourself, in what ways are you lying to others, but first of all to yourself? Remember, language is more than just letters and numbers. You know, there's such a thing as body language and kinesics. You know, there's many aspects of language that we forget about. There was a man by the name of Walter Ong, O-N-G. You can look him up on YouTube. He spoke about what was lost when the written word came into development, written language. What was lost with so-called oral tradition, you know? And so the fact of the matter is we have to confront reality head on, and we have to realize that we are flawed in many ways as creatures. You know, techies... they've earned my wrath, okay? I despise these bastards. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how pleasant and Christian they seem. I have no fond regard for techies, and yet I hate myself for even using this technology to reach out to perfect strangers, you know, to try to get a word in edgewise about what's going on. So I suggest that what we need to do is we need to focus on what we think, from what we think we know, which is epistemology. And we need to focus on something called ontology, which is the science or the study of existence or being. And I finally, I'll leave you all with this. There's no such thing as a human. The word is being. Human is the adjective to describe it. It got changed back in the 60s.
Right on, Mark.
That's pretty cool. Thanks, Lark. Hang tight. We're going to take a break here. You guys all hang tight. We'll be right back. This is malicious, praying for assistance to overcome opposition, or I'm going to start resisting, and then I'll pray for forgiveness. Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you. Good evening, my fellow Americans. First, I should like to express my gratitude to the radio and television network for the opportunities they have given me over the years to bring reports and messages to our nation.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying they're low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back. Mike found that Eisenhower video or audio, so let's listen to a couple minutes of it real quick. Kind of want to hear it again.
Purposes.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. First, I should like to express my gratitude to the radio and television networks for the opportunities they have given me over the years to bring reports and messages to our nation. My special thanks go to them for the opportunity of addressing you this evening. 3 days from now, after half a century in the service of our country, I shall lay down the responsibilities of office as, in traditional and solemn ceremony, the authority of the presidency is vested in my successor. This evening, I come to you with a message of leave-taking and farewell, and to share a few final thoughts with you, my countrymen. Like every other citizen, I wish the new president and all who will labor with him Godspeed. I pray that the coming years will be blessed with peace and prosperity for all. Our people expect their president and the Congress to find essential agreement on issues of great moment, the wise resolution of which will better shape the future of the nation. My own relations with the Congress, which began on a remote and tenuous basis when, long ago, a member of the Senate appointed me to West Point, have since ranged to the intimate during the war and immediate post-war period, and finally to the mutually interdependent during these past 8 years. In this final relationship, the Congress and the administration have, on most vital issues, cooperated well. To serve the nation good, rather than mere partisanship,
and so have assured that the business of the nation should go forward.
So, Mark, pause it right there.
Relationship with the Congress.
Just some thoughts. Well, it certainly went downhill from that point on. I mean, you know, he's over here thanking the media and whatnot, and you know, I mean, he was an agent himself. In my opinion, you know, he was a tool, just like them all. He was a corporate figurehead, the corporate president, whatever you want to call it. You know, this country's been taken over a long time, even before him. In my opinion,
that's the joke I was trying to make on his name, and I use Mike instead of Ike, but yeah, I think he was a player all the way, you know. A steering committee shill, whatever you want to call him. But, yeah.
The thing is, they, you know, like Clark was saying, I just want to tie it back in with, the, you know, what he was warning about. He was right. I mean, obviously, this military-industrial complex got way too powerful. But I think, like Lark was saying, you know, they've weaponized the language. You know, we're surrounded by zombies and slaves and mafia members, and we don't even know what the heck's going on. So now we're finally catching up, hopefully. We're figuring out the language. Yeah. We're figuring out, like, exactly how they've weaponized everything and used it against us, including the information. And, yeah, I guess we're getting a little smarter now. We're figuring this out and catching on. And
hey, well, Travis.
Yeah,
let's give this some thought, okay? So in 1971, Richard Nixon took us the rest of the way off the gold standard. I mean, our buddy Roosevelt took us off three quarters, and he finished it off with the rest of the quarter in 1971. So then all of a sudden we hear about this guy named Howard Hughes, who was the first millionaire in America, which we all know is just BS, because Rockefeller was a millionaire back in the 30s and or 20s or whatever, and so was Rothschild and Vanderbilt and all those guys. But and they actually thanked all the publications for not revealing their money and stuff. But that, so we get Howard Hughes, he's the first millionaire. Then we get John Paul Getty, who was the first billionaire or whatnot, and so on and so forth. But since 1971, we've been playing with a fiat currency. And that makes this so much easier for these people. They can print as much money. I mean, at first they printed cash and gave it to these people, because none of our billionaires today made their billions. They're all made. They're not self-made people. Bill right. Gates did not do anything for Microsoft. That was an IBM and a DARPA gig, and he just got credit for it. Elon Musk.
Same with Zuckerberg.
Africa.
Same with Musk. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. All these people, these people are put in a place to do a certain thing to get their agenda done. And we got to keep remembering that there's an agenda that these people are trying to get accomplished here. And they're accomplishing it pretty well. But what really got us going on was this TV and this internet and stuff. Because people are believing in all this stuff. They've really taken away the actual person from the person. Because, I mean, look at all the people. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like LeBron. I want to be like blah, blah. You know, I want to be like whoever. Name your actor or whatever. Name your, even people in Congress and stuff. People want to be, I want to be like, name your congressman. The problem is here is that we are being so towed into what's going on here, and because we're doing that, it's just destroying the entire the root of everything that we should be here doing and stuff. Look at all the conveniences that we have, all the TVs, all the services, and now they want you to stay at home, so they got you Uber Eats and stuff, blah blah blah. So I mean, these people have destroyed us, but not technically, because really we've destroyed ourselves, because we weren't intellectual enough to realize that we're much bigger than this. But they got us so we're at a lower level than what our minds should be at. We're not thinking in the way that I think our Creator wanted us to think. He wanted a better connection with us, and these guys have been spending all their time destroying that connection.
Right. Yep. Anybody else want to chime in?
we were all socially engineered. We have to admit this. All of us were. If we want a way out of this mess, we're going to have to redefine wealth on our terms. The same with well-being, the same with wellness, the same with health. It all comes from the same stem.
Yep.
We have to define it, and it's not going to happen just in our lifetime, but we've got to plant the seeds for the younger generation. Because, frankly, I think anybody that's over the age of 40 is already too far gone. You know?
I'm in trouble.
I just think we're just too far gone. Because, see, we know what we know, what we know. And everybody that I meet that is anywhere close to my age and or 25 or 30 years younger, they think they know what's going on. Okay? And they think that they're pretty smart, you know, and everything else. We've got to reach young people. I'm talking about 10-year-olds. They're the only ones that are going to save us and get us out of this mess because I'm telling you, we're just too far gone. We've all been socially engineered.
Well, that's why they're trying so hard to poison the young people with bad food, bad air, bad water, etc. So you're spot on.
So look at this money system. I mean, you know, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. And we, you know what? I've said this many times before, but there's a famous cover of Newsweek magazine. You can look it up. It's simply, we are all socialists now.
I saw that.
And if you look that up, you're going to see that there's a red hand shaking hand with a blue hand. Well, that would be the socialist gloved hand, okay, that hides the iron fist. And also remember at this time that the colors of these political parties changed. How did that happen? Why did that happen? Okay. But you want to know something? That was in 2009. Nikki Rapana, who died last year, 65, she wrote something in 2005. And you can look it up. We are all communitarians now. Now, you would think that if someone is labeling you and me a communitarian, we want to know what the hell this is. Admitting that we were all socially engineered from the time we first drew breath in this plane of existence. But no, people that I interact with, people in their 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s, even their 80s, they know what they know what they know. And they really are very close-minded in many ways. I mean, I'm close-minded in a lot of ways, okay? Anybody that starts talking tech crap, I mean, I'm ready to ball my fist up again, or I have to walk away because I cannot stand it. It makes me sick. I don't like techies, just like I don't like yuppies. You know, the people that, I mean, most of these techies today, I mean, they don't give a damn about morality at all. All they know is that someone's paying them, and they're patting them on the back for every damn thing that they come up with, knowing full well that everybody's addicted to this crap now.
Right. Or the tech is actually harmful for us, or they're using it to, you know, spy on us or target us, you know, like what Sabrina Wallace talks about, how a lot of these IT guys are actually monitoring our health and have back doors into our biosensors. If this stuff is real and true is what she's saying, but some of these techies might be complicit in really foistering this digital prison on us. Let's play a couple minutes of that, because I think it's the theme of our topic tonight. Go ahead.
State House, every office of the federal government, we recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought,
by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals.
Yeah, tell us the way it is, Ike.
Hey, well, let me say this real quick, okay? So that's General Eisenhower, right? So, and guess what he did? He took a whole lot of Germans in World War II and put them behind fenced-in areas, didn't feed them, didn't water them. He, if there was a Holocaust, it was the German people that he put behind these walls and stuff.
Yeah, didn't like one or 2 million Germans die because of him? Like at least 2 million or
exactly.
some huge number.
Absolutely.
American troops,
so,
too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Look, these guys, the people in charge don't care about life, okay? These guys, I mean, I just saw a video tonight. An 11-year-old girl threw a little thing together. She spent 2 years doing this, and she discovered that every president is related in some, except for one. And he was like the eighth president or something. He was the only one that wasn't related, including Obama. Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons and stuff, they all are cousins of somehow. They all came from the same grandfather or something like that. So we've got a serious problem here. These people have an agenda, and they're trying to kill us, and they've been trying to kill us since we were born. And we didn't realize it when we were born. We just, we're born. We're alive. We're on this planet. Let's go. And then all of this stuff happens, and your parents were nonetheless. They didn't know any better, so they got you these vaccines. They got you this stuff. They sent you to school where you got indoctrinated. And now, even today, indoctrination is far worse than it ever was.
Andy, we've got to go after the accomplices, too. I mean, for every nefarious criminal mind that's at work, for every oligarch, every billionaire, every Bill Gates and George Soros and Klaus Schwab and Obama and all these bad actors that we don't like, they have millions and millions and millions of accomplices.
Absolutely. And they're Jewish.
The proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals.
Peaceful, right?
Yeah, peace of what is the question.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, just looking back at what he was warning about, you know, like nothing worked out. What he said, you know, intelligent, you know, knowledgeable population, like, that's out the window.
You know what?
Well, before
I was even a teenager, I figured out there was something wrong when I found out the moment I drew my first breath that I was a debtor.
What?
I hate it when that happens. But yeah, Mark, you spark so many thoughts in my brain that I get brain locked and then I forget, and you know, the old brain damage. But you know, we spoke about language earlier is a very fascinating comment to me, at least, you know, my little world, because I immediately think of the Tower of Babel incident in the Old Testament, you know, where God struck the people with different languages so that they wouldn't be able to conspire together to do, you know, greater and greater evil things. I yield.
Well, that's why they want to have a one world religion, a one world law, but they're also working on a one world language, and of course that would be the language of letters and numbers, you know, that is already being implemented with this hyperactivity, this hyperconnectedness with this computers and stuff like that. Y'all realize the military grade technology that surrounds you if you live in a town, a small town.
Right.
Nowadays,
right.
I mean, I'm looking out my window right now at LED streetlights. I had no idea how harmful these things were. And every, you know, I can walk five houses down to a main drag. I live in a suburban area. I live about two short blocks from a golf course and a country club, million-dollar homes, you know, and yet I'm poor. I'm one of the poor people that lives here, okay? And I'm happy.
Sorry.
In fact, I'm working on being as poor as I can possibly be. In fact, I'm working on being invisible. Because, you know, when it comes right down to
minimalist.
It...
Minimalist.
Yeah, I demand the same rights as a prairie dog. You know, I want to live someplace that does not have an address. And, you know, but, you know, nothing's going to change anything in our lifetime. We've got to plant the seeds now. That means we have to come together and coalesce. You know, we talked about, a lot of people are very unfamiliar with the Macy conferences. You know, if you go to my website today, you know, just look up something called the Coalescence of Cybernetics. Who were the people involved in the Macy conferences? And when you realize what they were working on, you know, it's shocking. These people were all about control. Because the people that were paying them, whether they were academics, university professors, scientists, researchers, what have you, wealthy industrialists that were invited to attend this conference, they all had one thing that they could unite around, and that was control, the science of control. Because they realized that was, you know, the center of their existence that they could actually unite around. Because these people, they all have specialized language in their particular fields of study or research. And so as long as they were using their language, they were not communicating with people. And I keep telling people today, you know, we are like horseshoe magnets. And when we try to connect with somebody, what we're doing is we're connecting the wrong ends of that magnet. And what we're doing is repelling these people. We're not connecting. We have to really examine that. Think about it. A horseshoe magnet has two poles. If you try to put the positive and the positive poles together, you're going to repel. You got to have the opposite to attract. That's the only way you're going to connect. Mm-hmm. And then also look at something called continuous partial attention. Just look it up. What is continuous partial attention? Mm-hmm. And ask yourself what this addiction to this technology has done to our minds.
Right.
It's incredible. We cannot connect. We're not connecting as adults, as sentient beings even. You know?
No. It's missing.
I'm just as bad off as bad at this as anybody else. I mean, I've got to the point where I can't talk to anybody, and I don't want to talk about chit-chat. And no, I don't give a damn about the Cowboys.
You should. Right. You live in Texas.
I don't give a piddly. You know, and even my friend Phil Pozderek,
Pozderek. No, tell them who Phil Pozderek is, Lark. I don't think they know.
Well, he was a host on this network for like 2.5 years, and he had a very popular show every Saturday on RBN. This guy actually put up the money to do something called the Mulligan Mint right here in Dallas, where they went to one of these closed-down factories where they make coins, you know, the U.S. Mint. And he was able to finagle buying up the whole damn thing and transporting it to Dallas. But yeah, we were buds. He's my friend. You know, we're local. He's a neighbor. But this is a guy that played with the Dallas Cowboys for Tom Landry. He's got a degree in finance from Notre Dame. He was, the guy is 6'9". He's the tallest guy that ever played in the NFL. And
ouch.
He was. He had a broadcast called Positively Unconstitutional, POZ.
Yeah, POZ. Yeah, he was here on RBN. I need to find where his archives are. We'll see if we can get him back, you know, into the
archives. That would be great. I mean, but the thing about Phil doesn't want to talk about the Cowboys.
Exactly.
You know, I've met a lot of these retired Cowboys that settled in this area, you know, and most of these guys, as they're getting older now, I mean, they all have injuries. And I wouldn't want to be one of them. I'll tell you what, because most of them are pretty damn beat up.
Well, they got the brain. They got the brain. You know, whatever that's called. It's a problem. You can't. You can't just constantly get hit for 10, 15, 20 years.
Right. But and all those boys are big. They're out there. Those are big guys. You know, they're colliding and. Yeah, you're pretty beat up.
Well, you know, one thing about the very few friends that I actually have in this world is they're all smarter than me. And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I appreciate y'all calling in. Well, one thing could be said for sure, you know, this country's going to hell in a handbasket, and a lot of decent men just sit there and watch basketball or football season. And do nothing. And, you know, they're not educating themselves on these topics. You know, again, you talk to some people, they get real defensive. You know, that link will be in the show description if anybody cares to watch. It's Naomi Wolf. I know I'm not a big fan of Naomi Wolf, but who she interviewed and what he was saying, I thought kind of made sense in a way that, you know, maybe they were able to bioengineer or affect us with radiation by, you know, reprogramming our thoughts. And that's why you see so many mind controlled slaves out there right now that defend the narrative, you know, or won't process critical thought. Oh, and last thing, if anybody's got any good suggestions on a song to go out, go ahead.
Are we at the end of the show already?
No, we got 10 minutes, but if anybody wants to play a song, it's all you guys.
Oh, well, I'm going to comment real quickly, all right? I'm almost hesitant to say it, but because it sounds kind of stupid, but I'm a targeted individual, and I've been through stuff that you can't even imagine that they try to mess with you. And so I can guarantee you that a lot of that technology is deployed, is out there, it is used, and people have to really wake up and smell the coffee before it's too late. It in many senses, it's already too late, you know, with the exception of prayer. You know, we talked about that before, Travis. But it really boils down to a really simple question of, you know, choose this day, you know, whom you will serve or who will you serve. And if you're going to go the straight and narrow route, it's going to cost you. And that's why so many people lose themselves in sports, because, you know, you get those victories and you get those emotional highs. But it's so devious, like you were just saying, because it's a soft sell on getting us to fight each other and used to having your neighbor as your adversary. But anyhow, I'm starting to ramble, so I'll shut up. But I appreciate Andy and Lark, and you guys are hard to follow up. So I yield.
Hey, well, you said if somebody wanted to request a song, I'd like to hear Mike put on "People So Stupid" by Tom McDonald.
Okay,
good choice.
I'd have to say,
how about UFO "Rock Bottom"?
All right, give me a second. We got "People So Stupid." We got "Rock Bottom."
You never played "My Only a Lad" all the way. You know,
Of
our society.
Yeah, the part about
in the councils of government.
He wants to burn things.
So
councils of government. That's what he was saying. You know, again, he is probably referring to the communitarian trap that we're all in. You know, councils of government, the UN. You know, all these things that we were put in motion a long time ago.
All right, I'm going to need one more thing. I missed it. Lark. All right, well, Andy, was that Andy? Andy, yep. What's your request?
It was "People So Stupid," Tom McDonald.
"People So Stupid." All right, I can do that. And then, Lark, what do you got?
Oingo Boingo, the part where he says he liked to burn things.
Oh,
you know, okay. or near the end of the song where, you know, where they talk about, I hope you fry.
In Only a Lad or a different?
Yeah, only a lad.
Do you have any idea how far in it is? I don't know.
It's about, just listen to the refrain. He liked to burn things.
Okay.
So, the first minute and a half. You really gotta blame him, only a lad.
Satan made him, only a lad. All right, I'm not sure.
You're getting close.
You're getting close.
That's not Tom McDonald.
No, we're going to play your People So Stupid, Andy. And then we have Ken.
Appreciate it.
Ken in Texas, what do you got? Any request? Let's see. I'm going to try to put them.
All right, how about a little bit shorter one? Rock Bottom's kind of long. UFO, Shoot, Shoot.
Shoot, Shoot?
That's what it's called, yep.
Shoot, Shoot.
There's either a live version or a studio version.
I have no idea. Someone's going to have to fill in here. I got a couple other things, but Shoot, Shoot.
UFO. Well, no, it's the group is UFO.
Oh, UFO.
The song is
Shoot,
Shoot.
No, I got it. All right. It's like this. Here we go. We got a little bit of this. I think I can do this.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Let's see. A little bit of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. All right.
Thank you. Try to
bass it up a little bit.
Nice, I like it.
That was Shoot Shoot
by UFO, I believe. I mean, I got Travis. I got Tom McDonald. Yeah, Tom McDonald. People So Stupid, and then we're getting close to the Oingo Boingo for Lark.
There you go.
It's a lot. I'm doing my best. It's my last couple hours here. During the final hour.
Yep.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks. You know, this is Mike.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Travis comes through. Let's do a little Oingo Boingo. What do you think? Are we nice. Close? Are we close?
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounded good.
We try it again next week or something.
Yeah, get better. Save next week.
There's a thing to explore about how society made him and we have to fix him now. That's socialism.
Huh. Obviously. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
We got one more. Hang on.
We got Tom McDonald coming
up.
Yeah,
we got some Tom McDonald, dude.
I'm familiar with this guy. Tom.
Hang on.
This guy talks about stuff in his songs. They cover everything we're talking about.
He's a clown. I mean, you know.
He is.
Just to put that out there. I know Travis knows.
Yeah.
I think Lark may know. All right, let's just hear a little Tom McDonald. People So Stupid.
saying that the world changes soon. Can get a doobie on a plane, but there's Uzis in our schools. Every dude who touched a boob or a booty getting me dude. What you expect from the kids who went to Hooters after school? We're all triggered and defensive. We're all racist and we're sexist. We all grew up watching South Park. How are we offended? Now being fat is beautiful. Name a thing that you can't do. Jumping jacks, run a mile, live past 42. Man, it used to be cool to just flip a bird to the system. And now it's trendy to be triggered and pretend you're a victim. It's my race, it's my weight, it's because I'm a Christian. I hate the internet and anyone who has an opinion. And everybody angry if you say white. Okay, fine. Pass me the brush and I'll paint my face till the shade's right. Let's talk about abortion. Sorry, tell me how this works. Bacteria is life on Mars, but a heartbeat isn't life on Earth. Weird.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe we.
Right on.
Yeah. Maybe we need to take a break there. You know.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Bacteria is life on Earth. Or no, life on Mars.
It's life on Mars, but a heartbeat isn't life on Earth.
Yeah. It's a little rough. I think Lark can appreciate that. Ken can appreciate that.
Was that white boy rap?
It's beyond
white boy rap.
Yeah, it's beyond.
He's a Canadian that lives in California.
Lark, don't worry. He's on the right team, but yeah, he's got face tattoos. If that.
Oh, he's got berets and all that. Yeah.
He has face tattoos.
He's actually got a great personality, though. He does. If you listen to his interviews, he's got a great personality.
I've actually listened to him, too.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
He's a good guy.
And he's married. He's got a girlfriend that's a Rockefeller.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the niece of the Rockefeller.
Uh-oh. Yeah, uh-oh. Good Lord.
We have one minute. 1 minute left.
Hey, thank you, Travis, for letting me share your show. Appreciate it.
Hey, Andy, thanks for calling in, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Travis. Thank you all.
Take care, Ken.
Thank you, everybody. Absolutely great.
Lark, as always, appreciate you calling in, too.
Yeah, just remember, I hate everybody.
There you go, Lark.
Lark hates everybody.
Spirit.
Woot.
Well, as they say, I'm Monty Python. Shut your festering gob.
That's right.
Yep. Later, right. Gentlemen. Have a good night.
Take care, guys. Hey, and appreciate tuning in.
Travis, we got King Crimson. You sent this in. King Crimson. Beautiful.
It's a sign of the times. Song of the times. Take care, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Good night.
Take care. Good work.
RepublicBroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.